From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting with reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going fine. Trump wrote, "He is the only one who knows who the finalists are." Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Signs of the long, divisive presidential contest that nearly tore the Republican Party apart were nowhere to be seen on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Republican members of the House of Representatives easily renominated Paul Ryan to be Speaker of the House.
This leadership team is unified. This entire House Republican Conference is unified. And we are so eager to get to work with our new president-elect to fix America's pressing problems.
As Republicans presented a unified front, House Democrats met down the hall with decisions on leadership roles delayed until Thursday. At least one representative plans to challenge current leader Nancy Pelosi for the top leadership post. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. Russian media say the airstrikes were aimed at an Islamic State militants, and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least four people and wounding 11 others in the latest attack in the Afghan capital. No insurgent group has so far claimed responsibility for the bombing, which comes as the Taliban are intensifying nationwide attacks on the Western-backed government. The assault underscores rising insecurity in Afghanistan nearly 2 years after the U.S.-led NATO forces formally ended their combat operations. President Barack Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring the American-European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. More than 50 cities across the U.S. joined forces in opposition to the Dakota Pipeline Project on Tuesday. The protests come a day after the U.S. government delayed granting an easement for the construction in North Dakota.
I still don't feel responsible.
No, that's right. We are going to... Demonstrators in New York are protesting against the construction of a controversial pipeline they say could pollute water supplies and destroy sacred historical sites. The $3.7 billion project, known as the Dakota Access Pipeline, has drawn steady opposition across the country. The companies behind the project have asked a U.S. court to intervene and stop political involvement. They say the pipeline is almost complete and will be a safer and more efficient way to transport oil from North Dakota to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Delays so far have cost them more than $100 million.
That was Natasha Howitt reporting. A United Nations committee has approved a draft resolution condemning Russia's occupation of Crimea and reiterating that it does not accept Russian annexation from Ukraine. It is expected to pass in the full UN General Assembly next month. The text calls on Russia to uphold its international obligations as occupying power, to take all steps necessary to immediately end abuses against residents in Crimea, to immediately release all those who were unlawfully detained, and do not interfere with human rights monitoring missions and workers. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said the rights abuses in Crimea have been truly shameless. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila addressed Parliament Tuesday after he was getting a report for his resignation. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.